Pendengar, Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia telah memuji prakarsa Fair Work Ombudsman untuk menyediakan layanan bahasa tambahan bagi pekerja migran. Informasi tentang hak dan kewajiban di tempat kerja sekarang tersedia dalam 40 bahasa secara online dalam layanan terjemahan. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Lori Lawira. Fair Work Ombudsman melaporkan bahwa tahun keuangan terakhir, pekerja migran merupakan sekitar 6% dari jumlah pekerja Australia, namun mereka terlibat 3 kali lebih banyak perselisihan di tempat kerja. Keluhan dari kelompok itu juga meningkat. Ombudsman Natalie James mengatakan itu tidak sepenuhnya negatif.
Well, we know that migrant workers are vulnerable. And we know that they often struggle to understand what their entitlements are and where they should go for help. We have been seeing a steady increase in complaints from workers who are on visas. I see this as a good thing. It means more visa holders are coming to us for help.
Kantor Fair Work Ombudsman telah meluncurkan fitur di situsnya yang akan memberikan informasi dalam 40 bahasa selain bahasa Inggris. Bahasa-bahasa itu dipilih berdasarkan kemungkinan siapa yang akan menghubungi Ombudsman. Natalie James menjelaskan bagaimana cara kerjanya.
We have a custom dictionary and so all of the specialized technical words, words like award, words like penalty rates, we've gone and got them properly translated into those 40 other languages. And this is in addition to other tools we have available.
Pada bulan November tahun lalu, Ombudsman merilis video dalam 16 bahasa yang bertujuan untuk meningkatkan kesadaran akan hukum tempat kerja di Australia. Itu adalah tambahan dari fungsi pelaporan anonim multibahasa. Ketua Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, Mary Patetsos, memuji karya itu.
Look, I think information is a really important thing. People need to have knowledge about their rights and also their responsibilities. So all that we can do to make sure that people are aware of what is possible, what their entitlements are and how they can act and what they need to do as individual workers if issues concern them, also who they can go to. I think all those things are really important because workers who are well looked after and who understand their rights and responsibilities are able to contribute as individual workers and also as members of community.
Salah satu majikan yang merencanakan memanfaatkan informasi tersebut kepada para pekerjanya adalah Marta Terraciano. Ia berimigrasi ke Australia lebih dari 28 tahun yang lalu dan sekarang menjadi kepala eksekutif sebuah bisnis perawatan usia lanjut. Terraciano mengatakan bahwa ia bersimpati dengan 70 pegawainya yang bahasa aslinya bukan bahasa Inggris.
Normally they find confused about the rights, okay? Because when they come into Australia, they come in from another culture, and most of them they are not well informed before they arrive. So they have to find the rights. For example, what is the payments? What is the right for finish a work or start a new position or apply for a new position? So it's very important to get well informed. The issue is always the language. Language barrier is one of the main things for the staff. Not to be able to get clear understanding of the law.
Fair Work Ombudsman dapat diakses melalui situs www.fairwork.gov.au.